And finally, it's Friday film time again. Summary Judgment is the digest of the latest movie reviews from the online magazine Slate. Here is writer Mark Jordan Legan.
First up, we have the wide-release urban crime thriller Waist Deep. An ex-con returns to the gritty streets of L.A. and is plunged into a life-and-death situation when his son is kidnapped by a crime boss. Tyrese Gibson and Megan Good star.
So then what's your next move?
Take me out and go get my son.
You can't even get near him.
I can get near anybody.
No, trust me. I used to work for the outlaws. I know what I'm talking about. If you really want your son, you need to get that money.
The nation's critics are all over the place on this one. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer complains that the dialogue is cliched and the story makes so little sense that the script seems to have been improvised. But the Chicago Tribune is more generous, calling Waist Deep's performances pretty good, and the screenplay has some genuinely funny moments. Next up, in limited release, we have the documentary concert film Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man. Since 1967, poet and singer-songwriter Cohen has fascinated audiences with his quirky personality and powerful dark music. Nick Cave, Rufus Wainwright, and Bono are just a few of the musicians who pay tribute.
Some people, you know, cut hedges. Some people are plumbers. Some people are doctors and nurses. Leonard Cohen, you feel, is a songwriter. He goes to work at that.
The critics applaud I'm Your Man. Entertainment Weekly gushes, I'm not generally a big fan of tribute concerts, but this is a glorious exception. USA Today cheers, movingly captures the artist's lifelong search for truth and beauty, and Rolling Stone calls it a muddled but marvelous blend of documentary and concert film. And we close with the wide-release Adam Sandler comedy, Click. Sandler plays an overworked husband, father, architect who is given a magical remote control from a weirdo at Bed Bath & Beyond that allows him to pause, fast forward, and rewind through his hectic life. Kate Beckinsale plays Sandler's wife, and Christopher Walken stars as the weirdo.
You look a little pale there, pal. Let me fix that.
Oh, look at you now. You're all yellow from the scurvy. Arr, Captain.
Most critics wanted to fast forward through the whole movie. Now, The Hollywood Reporter liked it, calling Click one of his best comic vehicles yet, but the majority of reviews were like this one from Premiere Magazine, yet another uninspired Sandler goof fest with a long-suffering leading lady, mildly bawdy gags, and a predictable ending. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution moans, the writers have taken a clever premise and given it a singularly unclever execution. Yeah, you never know what supernatural thing you'll get at a Bed Bath & Beyond. Just last week, I bought a full-length bathroom mirror there, and I swear, when I look into it, it shows me this really pale, out-of-shape guy, and I'm like, whoa, dude, I don't know who this Lardo is, but show me my reflection. Man, I've got to return that thing.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles. Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Neil Carruth. The director is Shireen Meraji.
The production staff includes Steve Prophet, Catherine Fox, Nihar Patel, Sky Rhode, Kyle McKinnon, Megan Mascari, Deborah Clark, Sarah Spivak, Rob Sachs, and Allison Bryce.
Our editors are Martha Little, Jacob Conrad, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our technical director is Carlos Asensio with engineer Leo Delacula.
The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith, and the executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News, with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.